summing up. From Mendel to models of heredity. Genetics. Genetics studies the mechanisms of transmission of characters from one generation to another. A character is a physical characteristic that can be observed in an individual. A trait is the particular form that a character can assume and is said to be hereditary if it is transmitted from parents to children. Gregor Mendel carried out the first studies on heredity in the second half of the 19th century using pea plants. Dominance, first law. Mendel performed cross-fertilization between a pure line of pea plants for opposite forms of the same character. The parental generation P produces the first filial generation, F1, of hybrid individuals that manifest only one of the traits present in P, dominant trait. The other trait, recessive trait, does not appear in F1. Segregation, second law. The second filial generation, F2, is obtained by self-pollination of F1. In F2, both the dominant and the recessive trait are manifested in a ratio of 3:1. The units responsible for the heredity of a character, genes, can exist in different versions, alleles. Each individual possesses two copies of each gene. These are separated during the formation of gametes, of which only one copy is inherited. An individual is homozygous for a gene when both alleles are the same, and is heterozygous if the two are different. The genotype is the entire set of alleles that determine a character. The phenotype is the observable characteristic determined by the genotype. Crossing with the recessive homozygote test cross reveals whether an individual of a dominant phenotype is homozygous or heterozygous. The Punnett square can be used to predict the allele combinations resulting from a cross. Independent assortment, third law. The cross between two individuals that are heterozygous for two genes, dihybrids, generates four possible phenotypes, two of which are the same as the parental phenotypes, and two of which are recombinant. Different genes segregate independently during the formation of gametes. Genes in chromosomes. A gene is a sequence of DNA located at the locus on a chromosome. Genes that are on the same chromosome make up an associated group and segregate independently only in case of crossing over between sister chromatids during meiosis. Two nearby loci have less probability of undergoing recombination than distant loci. Based on the study of recombination frequencies, we obtain genetic maps that show the position of the genes on the chromosomes. The sex of many organisms is determined by a pair of sex chromosomes. In humans, XX for female and XY for male, while autosomes are present in two copies of the genome. Women produce only gametes with the X chromosome, while men produce half gametes with X and half with Y. Some genes found on the sex chromosome are inherited in a particular way. Interactions between alleles. Mutations result in the existence of different alleles. The wild allele is the one present in nature in most individuals. A gene is polymorphous if the wild allele is present in less than 99% of individuals. For many genes, there are more than two possible alleles, multiple alleles. The pleiotropic allele affects the phenotype of more than one character. The term incomplete dominance describes heterozygous individuals showing an intermediate phenotype between those of different homozygotes. And codominance describes heterozygous individuals both showing homozygous phenotypes. Interactions between genes. One gene can influence the phenotypic expression of another, epistasis, or cancel the expression of a mutated allele of another gene, suppressor. Mating between close relatives, inbreeding, can lead to homozygosity for some detrimental recessive alleles, while heterosis, due to hybridization, is often advantageous for the offspring. A character regulated by many genes is called polygenic. The simple character studied by Mendel determined qualitative phenotypic differences. On the other hand, many complex characters determine quantitative phenotypic differences. which show continuous variability within the population and depend on interaction between genes and the environment.